Trump admin slams UN two-state summit as publicity stunt, rewards terrorism, undermines peace. By Joshua Klein on July 28, 2025. The Trump administration delivered a forceful rejection of international efforts to pressure Israel into accepting Palestinian statehood, with the State Department declaring it will not participate in this insult as over 100 countries gathered at the UN in New York to push the failed two-state solution. In a blistering statement condemning the French-Saudi co-hosted event, State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce pulled no punches in her assessment of the diplomatic gathering. This week, the UN will serve as host to an unproductive and ill-timed conference on the two-state solution in New York City, Bruce said in a statement. This is a publicity stunt that comes in the middle of delicate diplomatic efforts to end the conflict. Far from promoting peace, the conference will prolong the war, embolden Hamas, and reward its obstruction and undermine real-world efforts to achieve peace, Bruce declared. Bruce continued, as Secretary Rubio has made clear, this effort is a slap in the face to the victims of October 7 and a reward for terrorism. It keeps hostages trapped in tunnels. The United States will not participate in this insult but will continue to lead real-world efforts to end the fighting and deliver a permanent peace. Our focus remains on serious diplomacy, not stage-managed conferences designed to manufacture the appearance of relevance. The State Department spokeswoman also addressed Macron's Palestinian recognition announcement. President Macron's announcement about recognizing a Palestinian state was welcomed by Hamas, Bruce said. This reflects a pattern of counterproductive gestures that only emboldens Hamas, encourages its obstruction of a ceasefire, and greatly undercuts our diplomatic efforts to end the suffering in Gaza, free the hostages, and move the whole Middle East towards a brighter and more prosperous future. Both the United States and Israel boycotted the Monday conference, which brought together representatives from more than 100 countries at UN headquarters in New York. French Foreign Minister Jean Noël Barrot opened the conference with a firm declaration that there is no alternative to the two-state approach. Only a political, two-state solution will help respond to the legitimate aspirations of Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace and security. There is no alternative, Barrot said. The French position comes days after President Emmanuel Macron announced that France would formally recognize a Palestinian state in September. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohamed Mustafa used his opening remarks to demand immediate international action. All states have a responsibility to act now, Mustafa said, calling for an international force to help establish Palestinian statehood. Hamas issued a statement praising Macron's announcement last week, calling France's planned recognition a positive step in the right direction towards achieving justice for the Palestinian people and supporting their legitimate right to self-determination and the establishment of their independent state with Jerusalem as its capital over all the occupied lands. The terrorist organization described Macron's decision as a political development that indicates the strengthening of international recognition regarding the justness of the Palestinian issue. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, dismissed the gathering, saying, "This conference does not promote a solution, but rather deepens the illusion." Israeli Deputy Prime Minister Yair Levin had previously condemned Macron's recognition announcement, calling it a black mark on France's history and direct support for terrorism. Levin declared, "The land of Israel belongs to the people of Israel, and even President Macron's declaration cannot change that." President Donald Trump offered a dismissive assessment of Macron's Palestinian recognition plans. "Look, he's a different kind of a guy," Trump said Friday. "He's okay, he's a team player pretty much. He's a good dude, but what he says doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. The statement doesn't carry any weight." Secretary of State Marco Rubio took a stronger position, saying the United States strongly rejects Macron's plan and calling it a reckless decision that serves as a slap in the face to victims of the October 7, 2023, Hamas attack. The French announcement came 2 days after the U.S. announced it was withdrawing from UNESCO, partly over that body's decision to recognize a Palestinian state before achieving peace. Dutch right-wing leader Geert Wilders delivered a sharp rebuke to Macron's decision on social media, posting, "Good luck Emmanuel Macron in France. Happy suicide." His post, which gained over 5 million views, sarcastically suggested southern France could become the new Palestinian state. France rewards the Islamic terrorists of Hamas for their October 7 massacre by recognizing the Palestinian state, Wilders wrote in a separate post. The Netherlands must never do that. France is hoping Britain will follow suit in recognizing Palestinian statehood. More than 200 British members of Parliament voiced support Friday. But Prime Minister Keir Starmer maintained that recognition must be part of a wider plan. The State Department maintains that Palestinian statehood recognition under current conditions would reward terrorism and undermine ongoing diplomatic efforts to achieve lasting peace in the region. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.